Mr. Masters, when I was 16, my dad, for quite a while, probably all my life, I don't know, was unfaithful to my mother. And she stayed with him because of kids, no welfare, et cetera, et cetera. But as a dad on a one-to-one, he was okay. He just wasn't a good husband. My mother left him when I was 16, and I remember turning around after we were packed and getting in the car. I turned around and I looked at my dad, and he was sitting on the end of the couch, and he was sitting in a position, his body language told me, he was totally defeated and broken and very hurt because he knew why my mother left, the family left him. I remember feeling that I was glad because he hurt us as a family. He broke the family. A year later, approximately a year, year and a half later, he was killed in a truck accident in California. And I remember the moment that when I realized that he was dead, all of the authority he had in representation to me as a child in my life was gone. And I didn't have any direction of any solid authority in my life.
In other words, he wasn't really a bad guy.
No, he wasn't a bad guy. My mom drove him crazy.
That's what I was about to say. So, you see, the thing is, as you say it, if I may just pause you there for a minute, when you have a problem with your father, you have to look at a system. It is a female system, master system. And the men are broken when they're born, and they're woman-centered and not God-centered. And they don't know how to deal with women except to look for their approval and love them and reproduce their dying self and to be honored for it and think they're men. See? So, when you are dealing with a family problem, it's really the men always look the worst. Nearly always do. Sometimes the men play the role of a woman and they play the role of a victim. And the women look like King Kong with bloomers. And then you reject your wicked mother and you become nurtured by your feminine father. It's the roles are reversed, but the effect is the same. But mostly it's the woman's nature that kills you. It kills the man. It turns into a woman. See, so then when it turns into a woman, it's more compassionate for you and rises the occasion to comfort you against your King Kong with bloomers mother. See, the problem is the destructive force is female, always female, even when it's a man. So therefore, if you want to get better, you mustn't hate the father you can see for any reason whatsoever, because he's a broken person. Often well-meaning, but in dealing with your mother, who's maybe also well-meaning, she comes from a broken family and she may be a wounded dove and support him and then ruin him. See? That sort of thing.
I need to continue with my story because it's going to a very important...
Am I on the right track?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now you continue.
But it has to go with this young man over here because I understand. When my father was killed, all that authority was gone, and I went into the drugs. I didn't have any direction, authority, and that type of thing. And there was a space in my time where I became schizophrenic under the authority with my mother. She was doing the same thing to me that she did with my dad.
Yes.
And
now you knew what it felt like to be your dad.
Absolutely. And I heard the voices. I was not in control, and I knew that there was something very, very wrong with me, because there was something still inside me watching that there was something wrong with me.
The schizophrenic part was the dark side of your mother that your father couldn't deal with.
And I put myself into the state hospital in Stockton. I checked myself in. I needed to get away and look for help. I was in for, I don't know how long, months, weeks, I really don't recall. And then one day, I looked at this nurse, and I realized, you can't help me here. And she says, why? And I says, well, because the only thing that's going to be able to help me is God.
That's correct.
That's the only thing
And they
thing
don't believe
God.
The psychiatrists don't believe in that.
Mr. Masters, I was out the next day, but I was out under the recognizance with my mother under her. And I felt, oh no, they're handing me over to the Nazi here, you know, that I knew inside my heart that she was responsible somehow for that connection.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the hairdressers in the hospital there. And I had my hair fixed as though I was a little girl, the kind of, when I was, you know, the little fluffy curls and mm-hmm. stuff. And I went home with her and I couldn't stay with her, of course. And then I went on about my life but it's been a journey in my life to seek sanity. That's all I ever wanted was sanity. I saw the insanity all around me all my life. I heard you on the radio, and I've mentioned that before, and you had sanity that where I was absorbed where you were coming from.
You sucked it up. You sucked it up.
Oh.
Like body
tremendously.
Babe. Yeah.
And then the story goes on from there, and it's been up and down, you know, but I'm doing fine.
You're still surrounded by crazy people.
I am.
Made crazy people are the same family. It's that kind of families you came from.
My mom is still like where she was. She's better today, but I gave up my resentment, my hate for my dad, because maturity has a lot to
yeah,
do with
you
that.
Yeah, but let me stop you there a minute.
Okay.
If you want to be sane, you have to start with forgiving your father you can see. Otherwise, you're separated from the father you cannot see. And then you become under the control of your mother, who's a bitch.
And
now, she can't help being a bitch.
No.
Because she never had a man to correct her.
Right.
See? And this goes on through centuries.
Yep.
See, so if you can do that, then you can see, because often people don't see their mother as the problem. They see the father as a problem. And if they do, they actually miss the real problem, which is mother.
I kept looking to my mother to apologize to me for
She's
all the little underhanded, crazy things she did to me as a child. And it would go on and on and on. She'd get angry at me. It would get worse. The relationship
and confusing. She changed the subject.
Very much.
Yeah.
And cut me off and all this stuff. And then I realized that it wasn't that I was looking for at all. And I called her up one day and I said, Mom, I said, I want to apologize and ask your forgiveness for all the things that I've done to you and all the things that I've said and done behind your back and to your face that hurt you. And I want you to forgive me for these things.
And?
Well, she did. And in doing so, it was a reverse type of a thing to where it released her from all those things that she had done to me. There was a healing there for her.
You could have improved it by saying, you don't ask for forgiveness. You don't ask forgiveness because you could spoil it.
Oh.
Because human forgiveness is not redeeming. Yeah, that's it. Because otherwise you look like you're
But
coming.
I wasn't looking for her to...
No, I know, but just for the record.
Okay.
That it worked is good, but she's still not whole or complete. But it released you at least.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
Did.
And that was probably the most important thing, that the hold that she had on her, on you, broke. And then she had a look at herself whether she liked it or not. But the better way, if you're going to do that, is when you apologize to someone who's wrong, really, really wrong, and has a big record, like a parent, of being wrong for a long time, and never saying wrong, they are wrong, admitting that they're wrong, is to say, I have to admit something I did wrong to you. You couldn't see it, but I've always hated you all my life for all these things. And out of that, I did all these things to you. And for that, I'm sorry. But don't ever ask them to forgive you. But then you finish it off and say, and so therefore I hated you, mother, and I'm sorry for that, because that was wrong. But you're still wrong. You're still wrong. You did this to me. But my problem was, as a child, I did not know how not to hate you. I was a child.
Well, knowing my mother, that she would come to that conclusion in her own self, I wouldn't have to say that to her.
I would have been
stealing her thunder if I had put that little tag on the back end of it.
You may be right. You may be right. It's all a matter of, you have two options. Your intuition obviously was correct, more so than mine in this case.